Okay, let's learn the Gemara Vayta. Yeah. So it says. So the Gemara says. So now. So again. So we built the Kal Vachomer. In other words, we've just explained that the Chiddush of Rukia of Hadas Eidim, you know, that you is essentially Moedim Amitzas. It's a Nichal in the Parsha of Moedim Amitzas. And you're obligated to make a shvuah on the Shah, and it's built from a Kal Vachomer. It's built from a Kal Vachomer. But Etzem, you would have, Svari would have said, because Ha'adas Eidim, even though Moedim Amitzas, it makes sense for him to make a shvuah, but Ha'adas Eidim, the Lekan Amemahachi, you would think that he can't make a shvuah. Basically, according to Rashi and Tosfos, because you say, Migadu Hashad Amaman of Hashad Shvuasa, we explained the amkus of each shlav between Rashi and Tosfos. Says the Gemara, Kamashvalan Kal Vachomer. We also had the sheet of the Ramban. So the Kal Vachomer comes to teach me that even though Misvara, I would have thought that you don't say that Ha'adas Eidim is obligated to Shvuah, comes the Kal Vachomer to tell me that it does. Yeah? Okay? Now, comes the Gemara, and now it wants to know, well, what is that Kal Vachomer? What is this Kal Vachomer? What is the Kal Vachomer? Yeah? Okay? So now, says the Gemara, my Kal Vachomer. Says the Gemara, ma piv, she'ei mechayv ha-momen, mechayv ha-shvua. Piv isn't mechayv him-momen, but yet it's mechayv him-shvua. Eidim she'mechayv ha-nose ha-momen, eino din she'mechayv ha-nose ha-shvua. If the parsha of piv isn't obligating him momen, but it's obligating him a shvua when he's moide b'piv. So kol shekein eidim that can obligate him momen. So the parsha of eidim is strong that it can obligate him momen. So kol shekein will obligate him also a shvua, right, on a hadas piv. That's the basic kal vachomer. Now the Gemara is going to explore what do you mean piv isn't mechayv momen, but it's mechayv shvua. What do the words mean? So now ask the Gemara the obvious question. V'piv einu mechayv ha-momen, v'ahoydas baldin, k'mei eidim domi. We know, ze klal gadol, right? That, of course, piv is mechayv him-momen. Hodas baldin is k'mei eidim domi. When a person admits that he owes money in Beis Din, that's like mei eidim, that's mei eidim, and he's obligated to give that money now. Right? He's obligated to give that money. So it is mechayv him-momen. Says the Gemara, yes, right? So what does it mean, my moment? Knas. No, you're right. We didn't mean stam moment. We meant knas. Mana piv she ain mechayv a knas mechayv a shvua. Eidim mishayv a nozakas, ain adin she mechayv a nozak shvua. Says the Gemara, no. Piv is a weaker parasha than Eidim because, haray, it can't obligate him a knas. But yet, piv, his hadar, hadar's piv, can obligate him a shvua. So Eidim that is stronger, is a stronger parasha. It can obligate him, what? It can obligate him knas, right? So kol shekein can obligate him a shvua, right? That's what we want to say is the Kal Vachomer. Yeah, okay. So it says the Gemara. Because ain't a dish mechayv as a shvua. Mal a piv shekein mechayv nois mechayv a korban. So we're eating shein mechayv nois a korban. So now we're going to learn this Gemara. The Gemara is now it's a bit of a side thing, but there's some good. There's some toys. There's marach over here. There's what to learn over here, right? So now what's the Gemara's agenda over here? It wants to ask a kasha. It says you're right that piv is weaker. It's a weaker parsha that it's not mechayv im knas. But piv has a strength on the other side that it's mechayv a korban, mashekein ken eidim bein mechayv an osa korban, and eidim is not mechayv an osa korban, right? So now, and what's the agenda of the Gemara? The Gemara is going to say so you can't build a Kal Vachomer. You're right; the piv is stronger on this aspect, but weaker in this aspect, but stronger in this aspect. So the parsha is not be'etzem more kal than eidim, and therefore it's an illegitimate Kal Vachomer. It's a pirch on the Kal Vachomer. Now, says Rashi, what does it mean? Piv mechayv a korban, dechsiv v'svade asher chata v'hevi. That's important, this Rashi. Rashi says, how do we know that a piv is obligated to a korban? That you say, I was chata. This is svade asher chata v'hevi. He is moide that he brings a chata, and he brings. Okay. But eidim are not mechayv enos a korban. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Im machishin osoi, dechsiv hoida alav, Edim are not machayvim a korban. What does that mean? Im makchishin oisoi. We're going to see Tosus is marich on this as well. When we say Edim is a machayv a korban, that means when he says that I'm not chayv a korban, and the Edim say, yes, you are. Why? Tachsib hoida alav, velo sheyodu achem. Rashi seems to say there's a gzeris akosiv over here. Yeah? That's a gzeris akosiv. That he's neman more than the Edim. That seems to be what it says in Rashi. Yeah? Okay. So now.
How does he learn that from
Vahayda Alav? Vahayda Alav, that it's known to him and not known to him but because of other people, right? Amrulai Shnaima. Now says the Gemara. So that's the kasha. The kasha is that the Gemara says no. That's not a pirch on a kavachoyme. Lo kasha. Rabbi Chia Karevi Meesrulei. Dama Edim Mechayvenos a korban mekavachoyme. Detanan. Amrulai Shnaima Chal Techelev. Vehu Amar Lo Achalti. Rabbi Meir Mechayve Chacham and Poitrim. Amr Rebbe Meir, im heviyu shnayim lidei misach amur aloya viyu lidei korban nakal. Amr loy, mam yirtzalom amazid ha'isi v'yiftach. Okay. So now, this is a bet of a mission increases. And what does it say? We have a machloikis. Yeah? Two p'aydim say that you are oit chaylev, and he says, no, I didn't. So that basically means you're chayv a korban, and he says, no, I'm not chayv a korban. Chaylev is in Sakaris, and if you do a b'shoigeg, you're chayv a chattas. So Rebbe Meir says that he's chayev. In other words, the Edim win, and he's obligated. But Chachamim poitrim. Chachamim say that he's potter. Why? So Rebbe Meir says a kal v'chayim over here. Ma'im aviru shnayim lidei misa chamura. If Edim can obligate him misa, so obviously they can obligate him a korban. Yeah. So now Amrulai ma'im yirtzalayim amazid ha'isi v'yiftar. Yeah. Now there is a whole dion in the Gemara. What are the Chachamim saying over here? It says, "Ma'am Yirtzalom Amazid Ha'isi VeYiftar." There's two lashonos. There's two studim in the Gemara on what is this taina of the Chachamim. Right. Is this based? The Chachamim say he could have said Mezid Ha'isi VeYiftar. I could have said, "No, I was Mezid." And what's the din? A Mezid, someone that eats does an issakaris per Mezid, is not chayav a korban. Okay. So now, the Gemara says that what is the taina of Chachamim? It says, "Is it because Adam is Ne'eman al Atzma Yosef Emeya Edim?" Okay? That could be one reason for the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, right, that there's a din, that a person is believed on himself more than Meya Edim. Now that means in Inyone Issa. Yeah, in Inyone Issa, right? A person is believed in himself more than Meya Edim. Now, Kipshutai, in the Gemara over there, right, that's a Svara. Right? It's a Svara. Right, it's very interesting. The Rishonim there, the Gemara and the Rishonim don't seem to bring a pasuk for this, right? Yeah, but it seems to be some sort of svara that a person is believed klapei himself even more than Meir Edim in Inyan Yisra. Right, that's one side. The other side in the Gemara is that it says because no, he has a migu. It's a migu, right? So the lashon of the Gemara there is migu, and the lashon in the Rishonim is migu or metartzinan diburim. Right? Yeah. That he explains his words, right? In other words, yeah. What he's saying is that when he says lo achalti, I could have said lo achalti shoygeg el amazid, right? I didn't eat by mistake. I ate b'mezid. So what does that seem to mean? It seems to mean that no, you believe him. The Chachamim say he's believed over the Edim to say lo achalti. Because he could have said, no, what do you want to do, Edim? You want to obligate him a korban and that he should win over you? But Lamayim, see, he seems to have a migu. A migu that he could have said, lo achalti shogeg el amezid, right? I ate amezid. And amezid, I wouldn't obligate myself a shua. So believe me when I say, lo achalti bichlal. Yeah? I didn't eat the chaylev at all. It was shuman, right? Yeah? It was just the gishmak shuman, and that's all it was, right? That seems to be the pashtus in the Gemara. Now, what you'll see is Tosfos over here when you learn the Tosim, Tosfos and the Rishonim, they do a lot of work on this because first of all, stam. What is pshat in that tzad of the Gemara? Stam, what's pshat in the Gemara where it says that he has a migu, that he has a metarzin diburi? It sounds like that's a migu b'makom edim, and a migu b'makom edim is not a migu. You're saying there's edim on one side. He has the nemanus of a migu on the other side. He could have said achalti mezid. Okay, very nice, right? Yeah, but he didn't say that, right? Yeah. At first, well, not that he didn't say that. But the point is that it's a migu, right? You want to give a nemanus to his tainal to migu. That's a migu b'makom edim, right? So Tosfos asks that, right? And we'll have to see how we deal with that, right? Right, okay.
Why didn't the Gemara bring the other reason? Why didn't the Gemara bring...
The Gemara brings both reasons there.
It does.
The Gemara brings both reasons there. We have to understand this, and we'll actually see. Tosfos does a lot of work, and he wants to be mochia from our Gemara that we're actually not going in the tzad that it's a migu. And Rashi seems to learn not like Tosfos, and you have to do a bit of work over here to see where they're coming from in the Lashithasim from the Gemara and Croesus. Yeah, how you learn the Shakla Batari of the Gemara. Okay, but let's just by way of Hakdama to this Inyan in Croesus. Okay, now back to our Ikka Nukuda. What's the Ikka agenda of the Gemara bringing this over here? It wants to say you had a kasha that you wanted to say that Piv is not more kal dikaparsha than Edim, because Piv has a mila that it can obligate the korban and Edim can't. So the Gemara, no, we're going in the mandam with the whole that Edim are also obligating a korban. So there's no pircha on the kal v'chomer. Yeah, okay. Now ask the Gemara. Now, next kasha, in a mala Piv. Shekain Machaiva Asham, right? Says, yeah, but Piv can obligate an Asham. Says, the Gemara Asham Hainu Korban, it's the same thing, it'll be totally on the same Machloikas. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos, sorry. Yeah, good Shaila. Because of the next bit, because the Asham comes with a Chomesh. Elamala Piv Shekain Machaiva Chomesh. Says the Gemara again, Vaita Halokasha. Rabbi Chirka Rabbi Mesverele. Kihechid Machaiva Le Korban Machaiva Chomesh, Machaiva Le Chomesh Machaiva Chomesh. Okay, now. Ask the Gemara. So now, we haven't got a pirch on the kal v'chomer. Then says the Gemara, Elama lepiv shekein einu ba'achashu v'hazama, toima ba'edim sheshen ba'achashu v'hazama. And this is a knockout punch, right? On this potential way of learning the kal v'chomer. Says no. But Piv does have a klishus, right? Has a strength. That it's not shayach hakchoshev azama. That means that if somebody says I'm chay of money, that can never be refuted. Right. That basically means that's basically another oimik rabosai in hadas baldin kameh edim domi. Right. It's not shayach hakchoshev azama. It cannot be refuted. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Wait. Let's just get the pshat clear. Right. But by edim, there is a parash of hakchoshev azama. Right. Yeah, even though Edim also obligates Mammon, but it's actually a weaker Edus than his Hodas Piv, because the weakness of Edim, it can be refuted. It can make a Hakrasha, which means that you'll make a stalemate, or it could be Hazama, which will be reversed. By Hodas Baldin, that's not Shaykh, right? So I see that again, Piv obligating Mammon versus Edim, right? That's not actually a good Kal V'chomer, right? That's not a good Kal V'chomer, and this the Gemara accepts as a knockout punch. Right. And now the Gemara is going to say, no, the Gemara, we'll see this, you'll see this as the week is Mamshich, right? That we have to go to a new Kal V'chomer. We won't have to learn it from Piv and Eid Echad, not Eidim. Yeah, okay? Right? So now, that's the Gemara. Now, I learned this, I wanted to learn this Gemara with you, right? Because there's a very, very choshuva, famous, important ksois. That is very centered around this Gemara, on the whole Shakla Batara of the Gemara. That's why I wanted to go through the whole Shakla Batara with you before we see the Ksois. Now, what's a very interesting thing over here is that we know that there is a din called Hadas Baldin Kameh Edim Domi, and this is kind of like it's Superman, right? In Hilchos Mamon, it can't be refuted, right? Once you say that, it's over, game over, done, right? Well, you see this from the Gemara. What's the makor of that? Where do we know this from? Where's the makor of the din hadas baldin kameh edim domi? Let's ask ourselves another kasha. Yeah, what would be if there wasn't this din that Chazal tell us hadas baldin kameh edim domi? So let's say someone says, "Yeah, I owe the money." What's the chiddush of hadas baldin kameh edim domi? Right. I mean, like, we didn't have this din. So if someone says, no, I owe the money, haya oila ala das, that he doesn't have to pay the money now, he doesn't pay money, of course he's going to pay the money, right? So what's the mile of hadas baldin kameh edim domi? So the Achronim discuss this. The obvious answer is, what's the obvious answer? Yeah. What? No, the obvious answer is like this, right? I want to understand this, just so you can appreciate what we're trying to search for in this ksois, is Lule, what would be the din? Lule, there was this din that Chazal tell us, Hadas Balin Kameya Aiden Dami. Let's say he's Moide, right? And then he was Chayze Bediburi. Says, no, do you know what? No, it's not true. I made a mistake, right? And it was, I owed Joe and not Shmo, right? Yeah, the money, right? Yeah? What would be the din? Yeah? Okay, you could maybe get into things of Chayze Tochid Edibur, all right, whatever, but that notwithstanding, right? Yeah? L'chore, he would have a schus to be, he would have a schus to go back on his words. Why not? Right? Yeah? More than that, right? What if, let's say, Aiden, and let's say he was Chayze on his words, and he brought Aiden. He brought Aiden that backed up his Chazara. That backed up his Chazara. That's Zichri, he'd be believed. Right? For sure he'd be believed. Right? Comes the din, Hadas Baldin, Kamei Eidim Dami, and says, nothing doing. Once he says that he's Chayav the Mammon, he's Chayav, En Mala Asod, you can bring me 100 Eidim, literally, right? And nothing's going to happen, he has to pay the money. I want you to bring up, this is the Chiddush of Hadas Baldin, Kamei Eidim Dami. Right? Yeah? Okay? Alright? So, there's that's one thing. The Achronim will also discuss what about with the Bari and the Shema. Yeah? What would be the din if he says, he's a shema whether he's chayav the money. Right. So if it was just midin hadas baldin, and let's say there was a bari saying that he's not chayav, so then bari adif. But once he says hadas baldin, when he says hadas baldin, that won't be the din. There's other nafkamim. This one is the most pashut one. Right. This is like dvarim pshutim, dvarim b'sisim. Okay. Now, so now, the Ksois wants to know, what is the Pshat? What is the Makor of Hadas Baldin? Right? Where do we know this din from? And the Ksois actually uses our Gemara to build the Havana, the correct Havana, right? And how he understands where the Makor of this din is, right? So now I literally want to read this Ksois with you. This is a very important Ksois to know. So now, we're not going to read literally the whole thing, right? Because there's some technical things, but I want to read with you some of the Ikka Hadvarim over here. Okay? So now, it starts off with it's similar medala dois dalet. So it starts with the Chibas Maran Ben Lev, right? That he wants to know, why is the Rama brings that if someone takes schar to be an aid, if he's paid to be an aid, so he's a postulate. So the Maran Ben Lev wants to know, is that psul midoraisa or derabanan? He also says that psul midoraisa derabanan, and he makes it clear. He says it depends why. What is the psul midoraisa of someone that is nogea beidusoy? Someone that's nogea beidusoy, which means that, let's say, I'm testifying on monetary matters to do with my business partner, right, or something like that, which means that I'm nogea b'dava, because if he wins, I win, because we share the business, right, or whatever it is. So that's definitely pasul midoraisa. But what's the reason? Why is he pasul midoraisa? Someone that's nogea b'dava. Is it because we have a chashash that he's going to lie, right? Yeah? And if the reason is because we have a chashash that he's going to lie, because he stands to gain from it, so then says the Maran Ben Lev, so someone that is paid to testify, so he'll also have a psul d'oraisa, because in as much as he's been paid by one of the parties, so he's probably going to lie for him too, right? We have a chash mashake, right? Yeah? Says the Maran Ben Lev, though, but if it's an issue of koroi, yeah? Let's say, what does that mean? An oger beidusoi is pasul, not because we have a chash that he's going to lie, it's because there's a psul koroi. Right, a psul korov means that because you're essentially testifying benogeya to yourself or to a korov, adam korov eitz alatzmoi. Right, so mele you're just some pasul lahayid. Right, you're not believed ben leschus ben lechayva, nothing. Right, yeah, you cannot be made on yourself. Right, you cannot be made on yourself or not for any of your krovim. Right, and you have to know this. The Chazal, the way they look at this, that's not because of chash meshakeh. It says Moshe v'Aaron. Right, the Chazal say Moshe v'Aaron. We know that they would never lie in a million years. Right, but are they kosher to testify against each other? No, because they're krovim. Right, yeah. It's not because of a build of a chash meshakeh. It's exerus akasev that a korov is pasul. Right,
that is
chashash
of them being
shaker
because they're
krovim. I just said not like that. No. Chazal say not like that. No.
But why?
Right? But because it's a psul karev, right? It's not because of shash mishake, right?
So now he says,
if that's the reason for an ager beidusai, so over here, when he is paid to testify, he's not a ager on the thing that he's being made on. He's not a ager badava, right? Yeah, he's not a korov. I'm not testifying when I'm just a hired aide. I'm not testifying on something that is about me, right? Yeah, it's not about me, right? It's like a shumelai, right? Yeah, right.
So then there won't be opsul deraisa. There'll be opsul midarabanan. He wants, right? Okay.
That's the Maran Ben Lev, right? The Chakira.
Huh? What's enough given out between Usul Deraita?
Sorry?
What's enough given out?
Huh?
What's enough given out?
What's enough given out? Whether it's Usul Deraita or Usul Derabanan?
He brings out some Lam Lidas Dvaran, or by Mighty Shem.
Yes, well, that's part of his Raya. Right, okay, yeah, okay. So now.
If it's Derabanan.
So the Maran Ben Lev wants to bring. The Maran Ben Lev wants to. He brings a raya, basically. This is what Moshe is talking about. It's quite a complicated raya. Let's just leave this for now. I don't want to build on this, right? But he basically proves from a Gemara that the reason why someone that is Nager Badava is Potter is because he's a Karav, right? Someone that's Nogei Badava is the reason why is because he's a Korov and not because he has a Chashash Mashake. That's what he wants to prove. Right? How he proves it, you have to see the Gemara, right? It'll take too long, right? Okay? That's his proof, right? That's what he wants to know. And now, he wants to say like this. So what's the reason why someone that's Nogei Badusoi, that means that I'm testifying about myself, why am I Pasul, right? Because I'm a Korov, not because I have a Chashash Mashake. Ask the Maran Ben Lev, right? And now we're going to start reading the Ksois inside. Ask the Maran Ben Lev. Well, if that's true, why are you believed? Why are you believed to testify about yourself, L'chaiva? Right? Basically, he wants to know what's pshat in Hadas Baldin Kamei Eidim Domi, right? Because if the reason why someone that is Nogeya Be'edusoi is possible is not because he has a Chashash Mashake. If it was a Chashash Mashake, so if I'm testifying against myself that I owe money, so there's no Chashash Mashake there. Why would I lie to my detriment, right? But if it's because I'm a Korov Etzel Atzmoi, if that's the reason why someone that's Nogeya Be'edusoi is a Korov, is possible because he's a Korov, so then why would it make a difference that I'm testifying to my detriment? A person that is a Korov is not believed, Bein L'Schus, Bein L'Choiva, right? That's part of the reason why the Chazal says it's got nothing to do with Shash Mashake, right? Yeah? Right? A Korov is possible even when he's testifying to the detriment of his Korov, right? Yeah? Okay? So why should that make a difference when I'm doing a Hadas Baldin, right? Let's look at this inside. Yeah? Right, from at the top of if you've got this printout on page Pagim or the second column. Dim Nogei Pasul Mishum Korov, Im Kain, L'Choiv Amai Neman, Tahara Korov Pasul Bein Neschus Bein L'Choiv. Yeah, okay? That's what the Maran Ben Lev's question was. Now, brings the Ksois, I'm reading this inside, right? V'heh L'Sham, Dahada Kasha L'Choiv, Haile Mishum Da'ai Sinan L'Amitara Schirim Mitaras Matana, Kibin D'Yochal Avon L'Choiv Atzmai, Kesha Ein L'Choiv. Now, says the Maran Ben Lev, he wants to say, his taina is, do you know how we know Hadas Baldin Kameidim dummy is? How do we know that Hadas Baldin is obligated? You're right. But Etzem, he's a puzzle. It's not midin ne'monus. Zelo midin ne'monus. It's not a ne'monus. It's Pasha, he's obligating himself to give a matana. I could say, Tome, I like you, you're a good guy. I want to give you 100 quid. Why? Because I don't like you. Right? So when someone says, yeah, I owe the money, right? Some shout that we believe him, he's a Korov, right? We don't believe him. Hello, what? I don't say that little man, may I shake him? Right? Yeah? So you're obligating yourself, right? Yeah. What?
Why did you have to ask Golden then? We know you can give matanas to me.
Okay, but pardon, let's look at that. I'm just telling you what he says first, yeah? Slowly. Slowly, no, yeah, okay. Now.
So
that's what he wants to say, right? That's the Makor for Das Baldin. So now, says the Gemara, Right? So it says, let's read the Ksois. Right? And the Baal HaTshuva says this as well. V'ina l'chor, my the kasha lay b'tam with the korav, my neman l'chov. Haya efshel lay madal, the aysinu lay b'toras migu. Di ba'yav ne'a lay b'matana. Now, what we could do, says the Ksois, he wants to say another hatza'ah. He wants to make another suggestion. Right? We could say, that even though he's a korav, we could use this svara and actually say that it's not just pshat that he's just some giving a matana. When someone is obligating himself, he does have a ne'emonus. But why does he have a ne'emonus? Right? The reason why he has a ne'emonus is because he could give it by a matana. Right? Well, a person is a korav. I'm betim apostle aid. Right? Yeah? Okay? But in this situation, you can say, you can't believe me that I owe you the money. But here, because I'm a korav, right? But here, believe me either way, because I could, if I want, I could just give you a matana, right? Yeah. So that's what the Ksois wants to suggest. Kadisa, beperek asar yuchsi, beperek yeshnoich, yakin neman, right? Now says the Ksois, right? And again, this is also why I wanted this, because you see this musik. Says the Ksois, aval zelo nachon, right? Why is it lo nachon? Says like this. What would be the din if that was true? That was the havana in it. Well, let's say there was Aiden that say that you're not obligated the money. So would the din be no? You are still obligated to pay the money. No, that wouldn't make any sense. Why? Because the whole reason why you're believing me to say that I'm obligated the money, you're giving me a ne'emonus, is because you're saying I have a migu, right? Yeah. Be'etzem I'm a pasul. I'm a korav. I'm pasul mid'araisa. Right? Elowah, I could give it to my matana, so you give me a migu and you give me some ne'emonus. Yafemod, right? But there's Adim saying that I don't own the money, right? I don't owe the money. That's a migu b'machem Adim, right? Yeah? Migu b'machem Adim, lo amrinan, right? So what is the din? What is yes the din? The din is, hadas ba'al din kamei Adim domi, and that means that even if Adim come in, you are still obligated the money. We take on what you said, right? Even can I get Adim? So it says the Ksois, that can't be true. Let's read it inside. Yeah? Okay? So it says, Ella de im kain, ilu haya edim kenek the she'ena chayev, su lo shach migu, to have a migu b'makam edim, v'gam b'ni b'chari edu, and then you can go, lo have a migu. Kama shakas the Rashbam, right? V'hadas baldi neman afilu kenek ad edim, v'im kain leke lemeimu midin migu. Right? He has another kasha on the Maran ben Lev. Yeah. Do you know what? Let's read this. It's good to see this, right? Yeah. Let's see this bit as well. And Adam became the time of a garment gelev kasheli tova. He says also this reason, but etzem also. He says I don't like midin migu, and I also don't. But etzem I don't like the Maran ben Lev. Why? The haba oimer lo hayu dvarim ma'olam. If he says lo hayu dvarim ma'olam, what would be the din if someone comes and says you owe me £100? Lo hayu dvarim ma'olam. Vakakach ba'o eidim de enoi, right? Vakakach ba'o eidim, sorry. Vakakach ba'o eidim that say, yes, you do owe him money. What's the din? De ena ne'man loima paraiti, right? He's not believed to say parati. Why? The avogav de eidim me'idim shapara, right? Even if he had eidim that said that he paid. Mishum to have a ne'man alat smo yoise. V'kolo amelola v'zikilu amelo paraiti. So what's the case? It says the Ksois. I don't like this pshat the Maran ben Lev. What would be the din if I say someone says kalan you owe me £100? Say no, lo hayu dvarim ma'olam, and then Aiden come and say that no, you do owe him money. You did lend him money. You did borrow £100 from him. So now, says the Ksois, what's the din? What's the din now? The din is that I have to pay. I have to pay en malasot. Right? Yeah. Right. I have to pay. And even if, let's say, I get Aidim that come, right? I get Aidim that come and say, yeah, he did lend the money, but he paid. I will still have to pay the money. Why? Because the din is, kol sha'om Allah levisi ki'il olam alo parati neman. That's what the Gemara says. If someone says, I didn't borrow the money, as if he's saying, I haven't paid. Because if he did borrow the money and he paid, they would say, yeah, of course I borrowed the money, but I paid, right?
When you say lo laviti and you get called, it's like you said lo parati, right? And Mamela, we take that on as if you said lo parati, that's what the Gemara says, right? And Mamela, it's a hadas baldin, and then on Yosef may aid him. Now, so says the Ksav, that's the din. So again, let's get this clear. You owe him £100, lo yidvar ma'olam, you have to pay, even if you've got aidim that say that you pay. Now, says the Ksois, so what do you want to say? What do you want to say right now? You want to say right now, the Moran Belev, why are we taking that on? Because it's as if he said to him, he's giving, why is Hadas Baldin believed? Because it's as if he gave him a matana. How is that going to work in this case? Says the Ksois, right? Look. The Ha'adraba. He's saying, I paid. His whole taina is that the chi of his whole taina is coming to say that I paid, right? So you can't say he's now obligating himself with a chi of chadash, right? He said lo laviti, right? He said lo hayudvar ma'olam. You're extracting from that as if he's saying lo para. He's saying I didn't pay. He's not obligating, right? He's not obligating himself a new chi of, right? That's another kasha, right? Yeah? Right, so now.
What's the previous kasha? I don't understand that.
Huh?
I don't understand that previous kasha.
His whole taina right now is to say that his whole taina is that I want to say that I paid, essentially.
Yeah.
Right? So how is he obligating himself? How is this guy obligating himself money right now? You're telling me that the reason why Hadas Baldin is because when I say, yeah, I owe him the money, ani lokeach al atzmi latet lecha. That's what I'm saying, right? But I'm saying all his words right now are to say, I don't have to pay.
It's not coming to
him. Yeah, right? So how are you saying, no, he's obligating himself now, he's now obligating himself money. No, he's not obligating himself. His whole taina is to come and say, I don't have to pay money. And what you're extracting from his diburim, that it's ke'ilu, he admitted that he owes him the money. But you're saying he's obligating himself money. He's not obligating himself. His das isn't to obligate himself money right now. Right? Clearly not. Right? Yeah? So Mamela, he has another kasha as well that you need to obligate yourself money, right? We hold that it's to say that it's not an asmachta. You need to have atem edai. You need aidim when you obligate money, and we never need that, right? So he has other kashas. Now here's where we get to Al Gemara. Here's where we get to Al Gemara. Here's the reason why we learn this ksos right now, right? Now Tosis is going to show from Al Gemara that it can't be. It's no way. That the pshat is like the Moran Ben Lev, that it's like a matana. He's going to prove this now from Al Gemara, right? Okay, let's have a look. Va'od, right? The words va'od. Va'od da arminim bereish kama de metzia. We say the beginning of Bav Metzia. Lo tia hadas piv gadol mahad asaidim. Ma piv she'ena machayv mamun machayv ashvua uparich ena machayv mamun ha hadas baldin kamei aidim. Ela ma la piv she'ena machayv knas. We say that a piv is not shy hakoshav azama. Now, says the Al Gemara, Al Shaklavatari in the Gemara, says the Ksois. Inayim at the time of the piv mishum matana v'chiyuv. In other words, he's obligating himself. Im kain eich shayach be hakoshav azama. Havadei matana matzi yahiv. Umay umah bet piv yosim eidim. Says the Gemara. Says the Ksois. What's the whole agenda of Al Gemara? Al Gemara is coming to show that piv, and this is the pirch on the Kal Vachomer, this is the knockout punch of the Kal Vachomer, that piv is a stronger parasha than Edim. Why? Because Edim you can be makhish, right? But piv you can't be makhish. Says, if the lomdus of piv is just that he's just giving him a matana, why is that showing a strength over piv, over Edim? It's apples and oranges. They're no shaykhs, right? One is piv. It's not a nemonus. I'm just giving him a matana, right? Of course I can give you a matana, right? So, piv, edim is shaykh, you can refute it. What do you mean refute? We're not talking about refuting. We're talking about you can obligate yourself, you can give someone money, great, right? That's what hadas piv is, right? Edim, it's an issue of nemonus, so it's an issue of nemonus. If we're talking about ne'emonus on both sides, so then I can talk about that one ne'emonus is stronger than the other ne'emonus, right? But if you're telling me the lomdus of piv has got nothing to do with ne'emonus, It's just all it's to do with is that you can obligate money. So why are you showing me that the nemonis of Edim can be hukash, but the hadar pivkav? Well, shkayach, of course, that's just a matani, just giving a matani. It's got no shaykhus, right? Yeah, Did you hear the question? That is really good, right? Yeah, right. He's unbelievable, right? Yeah. So you have to chop that. You have to realize the goodness of this, because he wasn't learning Bav Metzia right now. When he wrote this, he was learning Shulchan Aruch, right? Yeah. And he's holding, right? He's thinking about the Moran Ben Lehu, and he's holding in a clench in Pshat, right? In the Gemara on Metzia Daf Gimel, to shrug it up and say that it's wrong. It's Moravik, right? So very good, right? Okay, now, okay, fine. Me, if I wasn't holding in the Gemara and Bar Metzia, I wouldn't even understand what he wants, right? Yeah, you know what I mean? That's the choice. Yeah, he was the real deal. Okay, now, Now, let's read that again. What's the keshah hakashav azama? Havadim matanu atziyayiv. Am I um a piv yotem eidim? Halein yin neemanus adaraba eidim neeman yotem epiv. If I'm in parshas neemanus adaraba, the eidim is stronger because the piv doesn't have neemanus, right? Yeah, yotem epiv doesn't have neemanus. It's just the matana, right? Yeah. So now, va'ayim ben emukah Yosef sham. The Mikra says by us, this says, Umashamin the Misha Hoidim Abaistin, Vahazavam and Iskarti, says the Namukha Yosef, on Al Gemara, you see that if someone says, I'm obligated money, and then I remember, I said, no, it was a mistake. Ava Bisha Aidim Meidim Kidvarov, Ein Mashkichimbo, Lo Mashkichimbo. It's not true, we don't listen to him. Tahahacha Vadai Bechahai Gavna Askinan. In our Gemara, when we say Shag HaKashav HaZomer, if the knockout punch is, right, that by Edim it's Shag HaKashav HaZomer, that means even in a case of HaKasha, Hadas Baldim Kamei Edim Domi, right? That's the Omek of Hadas Baldim Kamei Edim Domi, right? You see that from our Gemara. Our Gemara tells us that the power of Hadas Baldim, right? Diba Omed Bedibure, if he's just saying like he's singing, there's no Edim, there's no Hakashas Edim, my Omed Apiv, Matan Huda Kiyavle. It's Mamash, the Nemukah Yosef says here, no, don't say Hakimaran Ben Lev. Im Ken Gam Anu Nema, Imu Bataris Matanu Vechiyuv, my Omed Apiv Keneged Edim, right? We'll say the same thing, Dinan Matan Matana, right? Now, look at this other Rai, he says. Va'oid, Mukrahu Badava Midin Moidim Amixas, Shechiva Atorah Shvua. What's Pshain Moidim Amixas? Let's think about Moedim Iksas. Says the choice, Moedik. Eli Akofa Akol Bifnei Basin. Ela Shama Avapikan Imachayvatsmi Bifneikum Chamishim Zuz. Vadai Ein Bazei Achiv Shvua. Right? For sure there wouldn't be Achiv Shvua. Ve Ika Achiv Shvua, who Moedim Iksas Shunto Hoidim Iksas Atviye. Mishum Hachieti the Torah Shvua. What shine Moedim Iksas? Right? Moedim Iksas. If Haidas Baldin, Pshatin Haidas Baldin, is I'm just giving you a matana, What would be the din if someone comes and says Kalani Yom HaShvuah? I say Lo Yizvar Moilam, right? But you know what? I categorically deny that I ever lend you money, right? But you know what? I like Alon, right? I like him, right? And I feel bad that he feels that I owe him money. I value our relationship. You know, I'll give you 50, right? And the telecham b'matana shetachish tov. Ani omer shelo hayad kaze davar, right? Yeah, but I want you to have a matana, £50, because I like you, and I don't want you to feel that I'm hard done by. But you have to know, Alon, I hold that the law is my Alon, right? Yeah? So I'm obligated to Shua? Pashut, no. Right? Yeah? It's Pashut. Pashut, I'm not Chayav Shua. Right? Anyway, what's Mukhrach in. So now, it says the Ksois, Lefi the Moran Ben Lev, that's basically what's happening over here. It's not basically, that is what's happening over here. Anyway, what's Shan Moedim Amixas? Moedim Amixas is because I'm being Moedim to the Tvia. Right? That's the Vor. Right, I'm saying, yeah, I do owe you that £50 that you're being tovea me. I mean, 50 of that £100 that you're being tovea me. I'm moida to the tvia, right? Yeah. Now you say, oh, it looks dodgy, shvua. Right?
Lefi
the
Moran
Ben
Lev, what would be the din?
What?
What would be the din? No
shvua,
even if he's
moida
on the
50. He has to say that there'd be a shvua, but he's saying otherwise his whole thing goes right. But that's what he says. Oh, now. Now you have to know this. Now you have to know this, Rabbi Isai. So this is the ksois moradik kazachim, right? So the ksois use the al gemara to be shoylel, right? The pshat of the Maran ben Lev, right? Why? Right? Because it's muchrach in the shakra v'tari of al gemara, right? That when we say hadas baldin reina, that means that it's mitaris ne'manus, right? It's a ne'manus, and that ne'manus is stronger than Aidin, right? That's what al gemara says. Okay, Now you have to know this next line of the Ksois, right, is, you know, this is like gold in the Olam HaYeshivas. So where do we know Hadas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dom? Right? So says the Ksois, he plucks a Rashi out of Kiddushin. Right? Yeah? And so yeah, exactly. But you know what I mean? It's like that he had it all, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know? Right? So says the Ksois, Velachein Nire, the Had Neman Adam al Atzmai. Avapishu who coravates el atzmai, haini mishum gzeira sa kosuv, sheodom neman, al atzmai, bechol psulin shi yeshbo. Says that it's a gzeira sa kosuv, that a person is neman on himself, right? On himself, lechoivasoi, right? Hagam, that he's a psul, and any psul that he has, against all the psulim. Any psul that you can find on him, right? If he's being lachovis atzmoi, right? So then the Torah gives him no, not because of Mani Lashaker. The Torah gives him an emanus. It's a gzeiras hakosuv. No, in other words, we said a korov is pasul. A korov is pasul aedus. The Ksois is saying there's a gzeiras hakosuv, which basically says there's a fine print in that, right? In that psul. Yeah. Wait. We're gonna see. No. Yeah. There's a cap on that psul, which is that it does not include dvarim lechayvasoi. Right. Dvarim lechayvasoi. You are 100% believed. Right. Even if you're pasul, you're karov, and gam psulim acharim. Kol pasul shta rotzei limtza. Right. If you are saying dvarim lechayvasoi, you are believed. The Torah gives you ne'emanus. Right. Well, look, and he shows that it's a Rashi, right? Haynu mishum the gzeres hakosuv yishedam neman al atzmai bechol apsulim sheyesh bo. Kvahir enenu me'or oilom. Rashi bekidushim beperek ha'oime. Sham haydas baldin kamei eidim damizel l'shonet Rashi dechsev. Asheyom akihu ze harei shesamach al miksat hodalto. Rashi says, what's the makor of haydas baldin? Ma'ida b'miksas says Rashi. Right, because you see that when he's maider, the Torah is soimech al miksas haidasoi. What's the taichin, Murashi? How did you understand that? What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Right. Yeah. Now, first of all, let's just get the before the thing. This Rashi's saying this. Rashi's saying that this is the makor of haidasoi. That's Rashi saying that. Right. Rashi's saying the makor of haidasoi is maider miksas. What's the Havon in Rashi? What's he saying? Makatufpo, right? Yeah. How did you understand it? You saw it? Oh, you didn't see it. Okay, fine. So it's not fair.
Give him an opportunity to make a shvua.
No. So in other words, here's the nakuda. Again. The Taich in the Rashi is like this. If I see that the Torah obligates you a shvua when your might ever makes us, yeah? What do I see from that? I see that the Torah believes your haidah. Because if the Torah didn't believe your haidah, right? Yeah. So why would you obligate me a shvua? Lo amarti klum, right? I said dvarim shel shtiyot, right? Yeah. Right. The fact that the Torah, when you say no, I'm obligated that, and the Torah says whoa, right? You got to make a shvua on the rest now, right? So I see that the Torah takes my haidah seriously. Right, yeah. So you see, the Torah says, "I am believed on that." So in Meila, you're chayv the 50, and you have to make a shvua on the other. Rashi says, "Does it the makor hadas baldin for me aidim dami?" The Torah gives you ne'emanus. Right? Okay.
So why don't you make a shvua because of ishtamotzi?
What? On the other half, but on the 50 that you need, you have to pay. Right.
We're not completely sumech on him because you still make a shvua on the other half.
What do you mean?
You don't believe 100%.
No, you're right. But the whole springboard for anything to move forward is that you're obviously believing my Haidah. Right? So yes, you're now saying, but what about the other 50? I think you're Ishtamuti. But if when I say 50, that's just Pasalatus, that's nothing, right? So you might as well have said blah, 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 right? You didn't say anything, right? Yeah? So the fact that the Torah takes that Hoidah and says, because of this, I'm obligating your Shmuel on the rest, and you have to pay that. You see that the Torah takes it seriously. Right? Yeah? Okay, now. So now, says the thing. So look what he says over here. Moradik Azachin. Vim Kane. Ki hecha dehem in a Torah shnei edim al acherim. Kach nehem in a Torah al adam al atzmai. Va avogav de hukorav la atzmai. De korav loi pasad a Torah ela al acherim. Aval al atzmai neman. Masha'en kane lesvus. The bala ha'id al acherim. Mishum hachi eino neman. Right? Says the cheshman is poshut. Yeah? I'm obviously only going to ever. I believed on myself. I have an em honest on myself, but not klapei acherim. Yeah, yeah. So now, when I'm not geir beidusay, yeah. If it's klapei me, I'm neeman, right? If it's klapei acherim, I'm not neeman, right? Yeah. So now, says the ksois. Yeah. So what's just the pashut maths that's going to come out of that, right? It's only ever going to be that you're believed to choyves atzmoi, right? Because if I want to say Torah believes me on myself, Alon, you owe me £100. Yeah, right? Torah believes me on myself, right? Yeah? So I'm Nogeh Beidusa, I'm being made on Acherim. I'm saying that you are me, right? Yeah? So, for sure, that's Pasul Eidus, right? Whenever I'm saying a schus for myself in money, I'm by definition going to be being made on Acherim, right? The only time that I'm believed on myself, right? Yeah? It's only going to be when I'm doing a chayva, because then it's only going to get to me, right? Yeah? So, and I'll say the Torah gave me Ne'emonus, right? I have Ne'emonus on myself, right? The Halakha L'maisin is going to come out that it's only ever going to be on a Chayva, right? Yeah? Okay? Yeah? So now, okay, very good. Right? So now, says the Shach, Now he says an interesting thing, says the Ksois. Look. He says, it's got to be like this. And why are the Achronim, Vazdemar and Benlev and everyone, why are they worried about Psul Korov more than other Psul Eidus? Right? What about an Isha? Right? What about a Ganav? Right? Is there Din Hadas Baldin and all that? Of course there is. Aye, but it's only Alts Korov, it's giving Matan, right? The Hanahida ain't a Korov Lachoiv. Mikomokomena ela Eidechad. Anyway, it's Eidechad, but Torah Ma Pishnaim Eidim Yakum Dava. Vod Evid Veshivcha Vegazlan. Nami Hadas Baldin Kame Eidim. All of these psulim, the Torah only passes them on acherim. Aval al atzmoi, when you're testifying only and solely about yourself, heimino Torah, v'nasan like ne'emanus kamei aedim, v'hima the sibki huzeh. Right? It is a ne'emanus and it's exeris akasiv and it beats all psulim and everything that you are believed on yourself. Nekuda, finished. Right? Now. Says the Ksois, the guy just says a side point over here, which is that he gets into Shavi Nashe Chaticha de Surah. There's a whole nidan in the Achronim. We learned this in Ksubasman, right? Whether it's Medin Eneda, or is Shavi Nashe Chaticha de Surah, is it Medin Neda, right? Or is it Medin Ne'emonus? And he says, Lavi, what I'm saying, I can just say it's Medin Ne'emonus, right? Lashitasi. Now, will this also pan out in the Gemara of Korban, right? Lachoyvus, that's me. I don't know. I have to cheshbon that, right? Yeah. Why is he believed to say that he lo achaldi? Is that because he's believed, right? Is it the same thing? I'm not sure, right? I don't know, right? I've been thinking about this. We have to learn the Gemara carefully. Would this work for that as well? Maybe it's no shaitas. I don't know, right? Yeah. I don't know yet, right? But just something to think about when we learn the sugya. Okay. Now the Ksois just asked, and this is also a famous kasha on the Ksois, right? He says my shtickle Torah is amazing. Right? Yeah, it says the Ksois. Yeah, he didn't say that, but we can say that, right? But he just says, I have one kasha. There's one kasha that I have on Rashi. Betzim, it's a kasha on Rashi, right? Yeah? And I don't have an answer, says the Ksois. Right? What does the Torah, what does it say? It says that an Adam has Ne'emanus on himself. Right? Okay, very good. He has total Ne'emanus. You see that he's believed, the Haidah is taken, is accepted in the basin, Yafet. But we have a Knech. In Hadas Baldin, is that it's Neman Yosem Imeya Eidim. That means that it's not even Shaykh HaKhoshev HaZama. He says, where do you see that in the Rashi? That Knech, right, in Hadas Baldin is not only do you have a Neimanus, but that Neimanus is the Superman of Neimanuyot, right?
That, where do you see that in Hoda, in the Rashi? Rashi left us in the dark on that. Right? Huh? Sorry? Yeah, I'm saying according to Rashi. Yeah. Where do you see that Knech? Yeah, right? And the Ksoi says, and don't tell me it's a Svara, because no, you see Rashi's coming from a Pasuk, right? Yeah, right? That's the last Kashan. The Ksoi says, and he blives Sarach Iyun on there, right? So we don't know, right? Okay? So now, Elada Kati Ikala Medak, Minanan da Hadas Baldin Yosem Emea Eidim, Vimashim Dechsiv Ki Huzeh, Haino Hecha De Leke Eidim, De Makhishile, right? Umishim Migu, De Neeman, Kumash Kassel. Aval Hecha De Ika Eidim, De Makhishile, Loi Shach Migu. Right, but, and don't say if it came in alam, right? The ainam ashehu misvara, the chazim relashon Rashi the other from mikra, right? Okay, so ma ala beyadein rabbi say. Oh wow, is it 12:10? Oh, Shuldik's rabbi say. Okay. I thought I was going to finish early because I was basically just reading your excise. Okay, I apologize.